It's the FBI, Annabelle, not the CIA. Besides, no FBI agent worth his salt would call 911 over something as stupid as a peeping Tom. First, he'd deal with it himself. Second, if he did feel there was a threat to himself or his family, he'd call his buddies to cover his back. Your father was interviewed 3 times by local officers and never once mentioned being an agent. It's just too important a piece of the puzzle for him not to mention it. It doesn't make any sense. But why would he tell Catherine he was with the FBI? I stopped talking. Finally saw the logical answer they'd seen from the very beginning. Because my father had wanted information on Catherine's abduction. Personal, first-hand information, which was important enough for him to pose as a federal agent not once, but twice. In November of 1980, my father was already obsessed with violence toward young girls. Except in theory, at least, no one had started stalking me yet. Coffee spilled out of my mug, burning my hand. I used it as an excuse to retreat once more to the bathroom, where I ran cold water and stared at my reflection in the mirror. My features were ashen. Sweat beaded my brow. I wanted to be sick again. I wasn't going to be that lucky. I washed my face with cold water again and again. When I went back out to the main room, I rebuilt my face into a facade none of us were stupid enough to believe.
"I'm going to go to my room now," I said quietly.
"I'll walk you there," said Bobby.
"I'd like to be on my own."
Bobby and Dee Dee exchanged uneasy glances. Did they think I would bolt? And then it occurred to me, of course they did. That was my M.O., right? The mistress of multiple identities, a girl born to run. Except that honestly hadn't been me. It had been my father. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Every time we moved, my mother and I made so many mistakes. Used the wrong names. Referenced the wrong cities, forgot key details. But my father never did. My father was always smooth, fluid, and controlled. How could I never wonder how he learned to lie so well? How he learned to live on the run? How he learned to adapt and reconfigure himself so easily? My father always said to trust no one. Maybe that also applied to himself. Bobby and Dee Dee still hadn't said a word. I couldn't wait anymore. I turned on my heels and headed for the door. They didn't stop me, not even as the door closed behind me and left me alone in the hall. For just one moment, I thought about it. Run. It's not so hard. Just put one foot in front of the other and go. But I didn't run. I walked, slowly, very carefully, step by step, to my assigned room. Then I lay down fully clothed on top of the cheap hotel bed. I stared at the whitewashed ceiling, and I counted down the hours to dawn, holding onto the vial of my parents' ashes and praying desperately to find strength for the days ahead.